Sports News Skewered. The Sports Kebab.
All right, Jarrett. The stage is yours.
All right.
Make us laugh, funny man.
Here we go. I consider myself more of a song and dance man, but I'll try to make you laugh here.
We've heard you sing and we've seen you dance, so
that's true.
The jig is up.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The jig is literally up.
Don't quit your night job.
My night job is same as my day job, unfortunately. The Sports Kebab brought to you by Paradise Ridge Dentistry. We don't just inject Novocaine, we inject fun. Text TOOTH to 620-620 to find out more about Paradise Ridge Dentistry. I got to tell you, guys, it's been a rough week for me, okay? I don't really talk about personal stuff on the air, but I've been having trouble at home.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you're with someone a long time, right? You think you know them. You think you're soulmates. You think you have a partner in this eternal dance that we call life. Then one day, out of the blue, they blindside you, and you question everything that you hold dear. I mean, yeah. This week, I found out that my wife here is Yanni instead of Laurel, and yeah. So this whole Yanni Laurel thing, I mean, we talked about it earlier, we talked about it yesterday. It has me questioning everything. Have I been enjoying the smooth adult contemporary music of a Laurel this whole time? Have I been watching the classic comedy of famed duo Yanni and Hardy this whole time? Have I been glued to the TV watching highlights of the Greek freak Laurelis Antetokounmpo? This whole time? So I guess the moral of the story is you just can't trust your ears.
Or the Laurel of the story.
You just can't trust your ears. For example, on Tuesday, I could have sworn that I heard them announce that the Suns got the number one pick in the draft. And that can't be true, because it's hard to reconcile good news when you've been a long-term Suns fan, isn't it? I mean, what a cathartic experience. It felt like the scene where Tim Robbins escapes the Shawshank. Suns have crawled through 50 years of foul-smelling luck, coin flips, suspensions, injuries, and salon appointments, and came out clean on the other side. I mean, think about it. The ping-pong balls actually bounced in our favor. I mean, usually the Suns have a more painful history with balls than Yadier Molina. Now, Suns...
I like that little chuckle before the joke to build up the courage. Should I really say this one?
Yeah. I'm going here.
I'm going
Suns,
here.
Suns fans have more experience with miserable luck than the Colts training staff.
That's good.
Just watch the videos of the reaction of the lottery. Ryan McDonough pumped his fist and could smell things changing in the air. Of course, he was sitting next to Vlade Divac, so he could also probably smell vodka and cigarettes. Josh Jackson, he was the representative. He was wearing his lucky underwear, and he was celebrating. Now, I actually was also wearing my lucky underwear, at least until the lottery results were revealed. Then I had to change. I was excited, okay? I mean, fans gathered and jumped for joy at parties. I'm sure you've seen the videos when they saw the results. I mean, the only way Suns fans could have been more excited is if after opening the envelope, the person then clotheslined Kobe Bryant. Now the question is, now that they have the number one pick, Doncic or Ayton, right? Doncic or Ayton, who should the Suns pick number one? I mean, on the one hand, you have the guy who played professional basketball last year. On the other hand, you have Luka Doncic. Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute here. These must be screwed up. This one says, one guy played basketball in a third world country. The other is Luka Doncic. Now, wait a second here. I like Tucson, actually. DeAndre Ayton, the 19-year-old center from UVA. Now, I say 19, but have you seen this guy? I mean, his body looks like 1966 Bill Russell, and his face looks like 2018 Bill Russell. I'm not saying he looks old, but
how old is he?
He said he hasn't been this nervous about a draft since he was waiting to hear if he was going to Hanoi or Ho Chi Minh City. Then you got Luka Doncic, okay, the Slovenian wing now playing for Real Madrid. People are swooning to pair him with Devin Booker. Now, I don't know a lot about him, But if he is anything like the locals I met when I went to Europe, the only guard that he needs to be paired with is right.
Right guard.
Yeah, thank you. I also hope Luka Doncic has more personality and energy than his American cousin, Luka Lipinski. But whatever happens,
A drive-by on
Yeah, Luka, take man. That. I hope the Suns get better because I want to see them in the playoffs, you know? I mean, you watch on TV and you just wish you were part of these playoffs. Well, I mean, you know, when you watch on TV when they're actually playing games, I mean, what is going on? Why do they have to stretch it? If this series were any more stretched out, Jerry Jones would wear it as a face. That's all I have to say.
Wow.
Why are their Daves off right now? Does anyone answer this? I mean, there are more breaks than an electric boogaloo.
Yeah. It's called the Dave Byrne schedule.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do these...
Man, there's all kinds of shrapnel being...
I don't think the Rockets have to play with Gambo, do they? What do they need this break?
Hakeem Olajuwon.
I'm going to go try
Maxwell,
to...
Maxwell. Kenny Smith.
Yeah.
Carl Herrera. Matt Bowler.
Calvin Murphy.
I'm sorry, Jarrett.
No, that's fine.
Calvin Murphy.
But that's the weird thing about these NBA playoffs is forever and ever we thought we knew it was going to happen. But now you look at it, we might have Celtics versus Warriors in the NBA Finals, not Cavs. We're going to have Celtics versus Warriors. How about that? With their injuries, having to play LeBron, I would have to say the Celtics' chances to make the Finals were like 1,000,000 to 1. Coincidentally, 1,000,000 to 1 might also be the final score of the games if they play the Warriors. Speaking of NBA news... Did you see during the last Rockets game, they kept showing Chris Paul's brother in the crowd?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, people online did not like it. I posted a picture of him, and I said, CP3's brother more looks like CP325, maybe 330. He's a big guy. He's a big fella. People are saying I'm fat shaming. Oh, you can't fat shame. I'm going to say what I have said before. These aren't people. These are celebrities. Second of all, all right, I won't do it, okay? No more fat jokes for me. I've turned the page.
Oh, yeah.
Forget it.
Oh, yeah.
No more
sure,
fat jokes.
Right.
No
this is a big step
right.
for you, Jared.
Thank
We're proud
you.
Of
okay.
you.
Big fat Bartolo Colon in the news for being hit by a line drive to the belly this week. What a shot. My goodness, I feel so bad for the ball. You know, they say... He really got shot right there. They say getting hit like that is like getting kicked by a donkey, which Cologne should be used to, being that he spends so much time traveling the countryside with Donkey, Puss in Boots, and Princess Fiona.
Come on, Donkey!
Yeah. And finally, the royal wedding is this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't really follow this stuff. I think Harry Styles is dating Angela Merkel. Is going to something like that. I'm not quite sure what that is. But now the question is...
Power couple.
Yeah. Who is who in this wedding? Because we're Americans, we don't have the royalty here. How could you tell? Well, here's how you could tell when you're watching. Okay, the queen, you'll know it's the queen because she's be wearing a crown. You could tell it's the prince because he will be wearing a medal. And you could tell it's the duke because he will be wearing a stupid grin while trying to trip someone while obnoxiously slapping the ground and complaining about foul calls.
Well done, Jared.
Thank you, guys.
Well done.